This is culturally inappropriate.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
One of the things about the hip-hop community that I find fascinating, fans overrate their favorite artists and throw out the word classic too frequently. So if you have an underground artist that you love or a local artist that you love, you kind of tend to rate their work as all-time great in the pantheon. And then conversely, critics that are often not from the culture underrate hip-hop music. So you have Metacritic, you have Pitchfork rating albums and giving albums, you know, 6 or 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, which is also unreasonable. But wherever you rank albums, whatever your view is, and I've been listening to hip hop for 40 years. I don't know if this Clips album is an all-time great, but it's really, 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 really close if it's not an all-time great album. This thing is a banger. This is one of the best albums I've heard in probably about 10 years. You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence. Part of the HR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141 platform. I'm your host, the illustrious James Lewis. It's always a pleasure to be with you broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lanch J Plus. I mean, this Clips album, man, is really something. It's very rare that I hear an album that makes me stop what I'm doing and just say, you know what, I'm gonna go for a 2-hour drive and I'm just gonna play this over and over again. And everything that Clips did as far as marketing, the merch, the interviews that they embraced, everything about their campaign, bringing Pharrell in. I know the Neptunes don't exist anymore in their previous format, but bringing Pharrell in. And I'm not a huge, this is me being objective, because I'm not a huge Pharrell production guy. And Pharrell's changed a lot over the last, 10, 12 years since Clips put out a full album. And he's over in Paris doing the Louis Vuitton stuff. And it's a different era for hip hop. I mean, dudes are embracing wearing purses. And it's just, that's different. That's not what hip hop was back in the 90s, back in the Timberland boot, Bubble Goose days. So the sounds are going to be a little bit different, but Pharrell's an awesome producer. And we forgot how talented he was. And Clips, particularly Malice. If you follow hip hop, Malice kind of quit Clips for maybe a little bit more than a decade. Malice has actually been on the show. Back when we were on ESPN Radio in Philadelphia, Malice has been on the show. He came on the show to talk about leaving the hip-hop industry and finding God and not cursing anymore. He actually dropped a couple of Christian albums. And I had a great conversation with, if I can find that in the archives, I'll air that. I had a great conversation with Malice about his decision to get out of that industry, that he did not want all of the money, all the fame, all the glory, all of the women, all of that stuff. That's not what he wanted to do. And he raps now, he's speaking retrospectively. Even though him and his brother are back together, he's speaking retrospectively of things that he used to do and how he found his peace. But Malice has some bars. He's saving up their bars from 10, 12 years. I don't want to say that he cooked Pusha T, but he kind of cooked his little brother. And we all know that Pusha T has put out a lot of fantastic music. People don't realize Pusha T wrote the jingle for Arby's. And Pusha T composes music for Arby's like that. Bam, 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 bam. That's Pusha T, man. Daytona was an amazing album. It's kind of disrespectful. They did Whitney Houston heinous on that album cover with the crack pipe bathroom. But Pusha T has been an executive in the industry. He's brought a lot of fantastic artists into the business. Been a producer, A&R, he's done everything. So Pusha T has so much respect, but to see Malice back in the booth going bar for bar with his brother, that was exciting. That was fantastic. And this album, it's only been out for a week, so you gotta slot it. And one of the things about hip hop, it's a competitive sport. People are looking at great albums of the past. Anyone that's ever been down to Paragon 7 Studios, you've seen my wall of narcissism, where I literally have superimposed myself on my favorite hip hop album covers. I'm looking at Mad Villain right now. I'm looking at Return to the 36 Chambers, ODB, Good Kid, Mad City, the Black Album with Jay-Z, Mecca and the Soul Brother, Low End Theory, The Carter 3, The Chronic. Those are just some of the album covers that are part of my own personal branding. So anytime a great hip hop album comes out, and I will say that this is a great album. I don't know where it is all time. You gotta let it marinate. I know that they're number one on iTunes and a lot of different streaming platforms. We'll see what the numbers come out. I know that there's a tour coming up. And the discussion last week was that there are not enough ticket sales for the upcoming Clips tour are unfavorable. Now that the album's out, people are gonna go watch that. If they come to Cashville, I haven't looked at the schedule. If they come to Cashville, I'm there. And the other thing, memo to Andre 3000, Three Stacks. Good brother, you can still put out fantastic music at 50 plus. Clips, those guys are, I think Pusha T is like 48 or 49, so he's a little bit older than me. Malice has got to be like 51 or 52. Stacks, get in the booth, man. Get off the flute. Get off the piano. You still have an amazing album in that pen of yours, in that brilliant mind of yours. And in an era where some of these older hip-hop artists are either A, putting out fantastic albums like Pete Rock and Common did last year, but maybe not selling as much as you would like, or you're like Will Smith, going through a midlife crisis and embarrassing yourself. I hate to see what Will Smith's doing. I actually gave him credit for putting an album out because he's basically saying, bleep the fans, I'm doing this for me. But now he's doing all this stuff where he's trying to go viral in these clips, and he did a diss record on Chris Rock, which is insane work. That is insane work. A 57-year-old putting out a diss record on a 60-year-old that doesn't even rap and rhyming stage three times in a row. That's not good. That's bad. I was on Will Smith's side until I saw that. I was like, bro, the people in your life that love you, that are close to you, need to tell you the truth. Need to be transparent. Need to be brutally honest. But to see the old guys out there, because I'm just turned 47. To see the old guys out there, they still got some bars. Now I still got those bars. The King's Disease series. It's good to see, man. It's good to see some OGs, other than Kendrick and Drake, because they're OGs at this point. But it's good to see some older hip hop artists to be able to come back and put that fire out. It's very encouraging to old people such as myself that are hip hop aficionados, and this is a fantastic album. Paragon 7 Studios. To the Lunch J Radio Network.
You know, life would be easier if I could do everything from the logo.
Allow me to assist.
Pickles. It worked! Buckets. Now that's a tomato. Sheboygan.
The answer is Sheboygan.
The match. P-E-Z-O-L.
Bottom row.
From the logo.
State Farm with the assist.
There are risks when buying drugs like heroin, cocaine, crack, and pills off the street. But did you know that any of those drugs could also contain fentanyl? Fentanyl is an opioid 50 times stronger than heroin, and it contributed to over 80% of overdose deaths in Maryland. Anyone who uses drugs, even occasionally, is at risk of an overdose. Learn to reverse an overdose with an easy-to-use medication called Naloxone at stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.